Holy shit. I know what you're thinking. Here comes Chad again. He hasn't done a podcast since Valentine's Day. And here it is almost 5 months later. And here he's coming back to make a podcast. And you know what I say to that? You're motherfucking right. First of all, I'm a grown-ass man. If I want to make one of these every 6 years, then that's what I'm going to do. Okay? I come in the gate hot. I mean, I just coming out hot. This is the Chatty Bobcast. We're going to try to do... I mean, we're going to try to get back in the swing of things with this. A month after the last episode happened, I mean, Pandy hit. You know what I'm saying? And that whole situation has become... I mean, we're still dealing with it right now. The world is so funny. 5 months ago, the world was completely different than it is now. You could go wherever you wanted. We could go watch a live event. We could go eat. We could handshake each other. We could give each other nucks. We could kiss each other on the cheek. We could hug each other. Hell, you could fuck somebody. If you met them and everybody got along fine, it was consensual. Now, I mean, you ain't allowed to do jack fuck. You can't do... The world has become a South Park episode. And, sorry, I'm recording this while I'm playing Madden, because what else am I going to be doing? The world has just become a shit show. Between COVID-19, riots, just craziness all around. As I'm recording this, it's Sunday, July 5th. Yesterday was 4th of July, because 5 comes after 4. So, we find out that Kanye West is running for president. I mean, what else could... It's going to be such a fun time to be alive. For joking purposes, I'm hoping that we're going to be able to sit back in a year's time and reflect back, and hopefully the world's never going to be normal again. I think we can all agree on that. But we'll be to the point where we can exist like we used to could, because that's a word. In the South, used to could is like saying, how you doing? You know what I mean? We're going to sit back and be like, y'all remember that whole 6 month period, 8 month period where COVID was a thing and people were wearing face masks and you see people on Facebook that take pictures of people that are wearing like underwear on their face for a face mask and think to yourself, this was real life. This is real life. We are living in a South Park episode. But what the fuck, what are you going to do, Chad? Nothing. There's nothing you can do. You can abide. I mean, they're making it to where you have to wear masks now. At certain places. You know, I live in Tennessee. So, you know, I don't live in Davidson County, which is Nashville. I live in... like about 30 minutes north of that, so it's a different county. They haven't mandated it that we wear masks. They're going to, I'm sure. Because why wouldn't they? Because everywhere else it's happening. You know what I'm saying? But that's a thing, guys. You can't go into a Walmart, okay, in Nashville unless you wear a mask. And if you don't wear a mask, there's a chance that they can give you a citation. And you could potentially do jail time. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I get it. Everybody's safe and shit. Really, though? That's what we're doing? That's a thing? Stop it. But what are you going to do, Chad? There's nothing you can do. You can complain about it on your podcast but it's the world. And I still work for Best Buy, and they have been so amazing through this whole thing. When this pandemic first hit, back in the second week of March, I took 4 weeks off of work, and they paid me my full salary for 4 weeks. They called me back in April the 18th or 19th, and they furloughed 75% of our employees. They called me back, and I've been working since, and I've been working with it, like extra money per hour and all that. They gave us extra PTO time. They gave us all kinds of cool stuff. So Best Buy is taking really good care of us. But for the next 3 months, I'm going to be working remotely from home, doing chat support and stuff for Best Buy. So I jumped on that mainly because I don't want to fucking deal with people in person right now. The retail situation is a cluster right now because we have shorter staff. We have hardly any of our stock because it comes from China, COVID. So it's been a fun time to be alive, man, just to say the least. But I wouldn't have it any other way. You know what I'm saying? We've been ranting for 6 minutes now. And I forgot to tell y'all that my new album's out. 22. Back in February, I barely even started working on it. And now here we are, it's out. It's, you know, and it's doing really well. So if y'all get a chance, any kind of streaming service that you use, check it out for your boy, man. I'd appreciate that very much so. It's got a lot of, I'm really excited about how it turned out. You know what I mean? So if y'all get a chance, go check that out for me. And it's just been we're surviving, man. You know, it could be much worse than it is currently. But all you can do is keep on keeping on. You know what I'm saying? Was that a saying that somebody said? I said said and said. Said? That is definitely not words that people say. So I don't know about that, Chad. That didn't sound like you knew what you was talking about, if I'm being completely honest. You know what I mean? So let's see. What else are we talking about? COVID. There's just so many crazy things like in the world in general, man. Like when you sit here and think about everything that's going on. With all that to start, right? Then you've got, you know, I'm a huge fan of podcasts, comedy podcasts, and stuff like that. Chris D'Elia is in this whole messed up ordeal where apparently there's all these tweets, these screenshots that have come out that he was grooming underage girls. There's no proof to it other than screenshots, but they're trying to completely cancel Chris D'Elia, who is one of the top three biggest comedians in the world, or in the U.S. at least. And then that came out, then all this other cancel culture has been coming out. It's just been a whole ordeal, man. So that is something else that's going on, not just with D'Elia, because D'Elia is one of my favorite comedians. So it sucks to see that being a thing. But the world's just crazy, man. It's a crazy, crazy, crazy world that we're living in. You can't say stuff. If you do, you can get condemned for life if your opinion's different than somebody else's. Whatever happened to the days and times where you could say, hey, you don't like that? Well, I disagree with you. I like that. And then y'all can be like, all right, cool. So how's everything been with the wife and kids? And like, you can't do that anymore. People can't just disagree with each other. It turns into a whole knockdown, drag out fight, and people want to cancel each other and stop being friends. And it's insane, man. It's insane that that's how the world has gotten, where you can't say anything. You can't disagree with certain people. You can't have your own opinion unless it's the opinion of certain other groups. And I just think, again, hashtag South Park episode. We're going to call this the comeback. This is what the comeback episode is going to be called. Hashtag South Park episode. So, but, there's been a lot of good times we had at Best Buy, man. This COVID thing, you know, whenever I was working. I got a good little story to tell. People always love the Best Buy stories. So, let's go ahead and break them off something proper. When I was working from April 18th to June, I'd say middle of June, so for like 2 months, we were operating under this way where nobody was allowed into the store that was customers. It was all curbside pickup only, right? So we were slammed with orders. Well, with curbside, you pull up to the fucking curb, right? You know how I know that? Because it's called curbside. You know what I'm saying? So I'm working curbside, and it's me and one of my managers and another one of our workers. And this old man comes up. It's always old white men. Every time I have issues, it's always old white men. So this old white man comes up. He waddles up to the – he doesn't park. He doesn't go to curbside. He parks in the parking lot and walks up. Okay, first mistake. Fucko. Because it says curbside. There's a line of cars. I mean, we had 7 cars lined up. So – he comes up and immediately starts getting aggressive with my manager, who was being super nice. And he said, my manager just said, "Hey, sir, how can I help you?" And the guy lays into him, says, "I've been fucking waiting for this, that, and the third, and all this time I've been waiting out in the parking lot, and nobody's brought my order." Well, first of all, it's curbside, you son of a bitch. It's not park in the parking lot and we'll fucking wait on you hand and foot, you bitch. That's not what it is, you bitch. It is called curbside. So our manager says what he should have said and was, "Well, sir, I apologize. You can see the long line of cars that we have here. What is your order? I can help you." So the guy starts pouting and said, "Or what's your last name?" And he said, "My last name's such and such." And then he starts laying into my manager saying, "Y'all need to change this. Y'all need to make all these changes. This is a terrible model, business model. Blah, 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 fucking blah." Okay? So my manager lets him get all that out. You know, and he's got a mask on, and he's got tall, white tube socks on, which makes me hate his guts even more. And then on top of that, he's got old people like New Balance shoes on, which makes me despise his life. And I'm just sitting there watching him. And this dude is at least 70-something. He was talking a big game, but if shit came to blows, all you'd have to do is open-hand slap him and he'd go into convulsions. Okay, he had no business talking the shit he was talking. But he was talking it. So my manager just kept saying he was sorry. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what else are we going to do at this point? So the guy tells him, "Who's your manager?" So our manager, who was one of our managers, says, "Sir," I want to speak to the manager. "Who's the manager?" He said, "Sir, I'm the manager." And he looked at him and looked at him and paused for a minute and then says, "Fuck you," and like points at him. When he says that, my manager says, "Okay, sir, I'm not dealing with you anymore." So my manager walks in the store. Well, the people can't come in the store. Okay? They can't come in the store. This motherfucker tries to walk in the store. So I have to walk in front of him and block him from coming in. And he says, "Get out of my way." I said, "Sir, you're not coming in the store." He said, "Well, I made an order." He said, "Sir, we're not going to give you your order. You can cancel that order, but the way that you just talked to us, you're not allowed to come in here anyway, but you're not allowed to shop here. We will kindly refund you your money. You can call corporate. You can do whatever you want to do, but you will not, we will not be waiting on you." And he waddled his fat ass out the front door, and he didn't get his fucking shit. We canceled that shit. If he called corporate, oh, I'm sure he did, and I'm sure they gave him a free gift card or fucking something. But you entitled cunt, okay? Pardon my language. I've said a lot more, but you entitled fucking cunt. Nobody wanted you. Look. You're a cunt. Okay? You are no better than... First of all, you didn't understand the fucking anything. You didn't understand anything that we were doing. It said curbside. You see all these other fucking cars. Wouldn't you think, maybe I should go where all the other fucking cars are? You didn't do that because you're a dumbass. And you have no reason being out in public in the first place. You need to be in a fucking home somewhere, strapped to a chair. That's where you need to be. You bitch. People like that. People that just think that the world is owed to them because he spent $60 with us. He threw out that too. All this money I spend it. Like, sir, do you know how many times I have been told that? And all the people that say that spend no money. You think Best Buy is tripping that you spent $60 and aren't shopping with us anymore? Go fuck yourself. If you're going to talk like that, you go right ahead and fuck yourself. You old bitch. Makes me so mad. Because my manager, Mike, was being the coolest he could be. But when that dude looked at him and pointed and said, fuck you, really loud in his face. Bro, it's... And what's Mike... Mike can't hit him. Well, I mean, what's our boss going to do? I wanted to take his head and put it under my arm. And I wanted to, battering ram style. And I wanted to run him into every wall that we had. Well, there's a bunch of walls in Best Buy. I wanted his skull to touch every wall in our store. And I wanted them to film it and post it online. That's what I wanted to happen. In my head, it happened multiple times. It's happening right now as I'm describing. Let me tell you something. You calm your fucking jets when you walk into our store. So, needless to say, so that happened, right? Then we come back to where customers can come in the store over the last 3 weeks. We've called some more people back. We can have customers come in. Now, you have to have an appointment to have an associate help you because we're limited on associates. So, literally, before you walk into our store and are allowed in, you are stopped by a ticker tape, you know, like the little velvet rope kind of deal. And our manager says, what brings you in the store today? And if they say, oh, well, I'm looking for a TV. Do you need an associate's help? Yes. Well, then sit over here. We'll put you in the queue. You don't need an associate's help? Awesome. You're free to look around. But if you need help, you have to come back up here. Well, do you know what that meant? That meant people just said, well, I don't need help. And they walked out there. And as soon as their asses got out there, they needed some help. And what did they start doing? I need some help over here. Did you get in the queue? No. Nobody told me. Yes, they actually told you. You couldn't come in the store unless they told you. So that's a lie. And then people get mad. Look, I'm glad to be working from home. That was a long, around-the-block answer to go next door to tell you that I am fine with working at home. I'm doing sales chat support. I don't even have to talk on the phone. I help people with the chat. You go on BestBuy.com. You need chat help. You may get Chatty Bobby, okay? So be nice. Lord. So there's that, guys. Whew. How's everybody doing, though? You know what I'm saying? Ooh, I just get hot, man. I just get hot, bro. Because people are stupid, man. People are mean. People are dumb. And I hate people for the most part, man. A lot of them I don't like a lot. You know what I mean? But... it's just part of life, dude. You got to deal with it. You got to deal with people, man. Oh, shit. So how's everybody doing today, man? Or tonight or tomorrow, whenever you're watching this. I don't even know what I'm saying at this point. But I do know that I love y'all. You know, I'm glad to be back doing these. I'd like to get back in the swing of it. You know, weekly episodes would be the bag to get in. And honestly, the thing is, with me working from home now, I can probably be a lot more freed up to where I can do that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So, we'll just see how things work, I guess. But, life's good, man. Glad to have the album out. About to start working on the new album. and I can't complain, other than all the complaining I just did for 20 minutes we've been doing this episode, and I've complained for 19 of them. But big whoop, want to fight about it? Like, that's my, you know, I mean, the world, people, look, voice actors are stepping down. It's gotten ridiculous, guys. Voice actors are stepping down. Like, the voice actor that did the voice for Cleveland Brown on Family Guy was a white person, and they stepped down because they felt that they felt a black person should be doing that. That voice, I mean, that you, but that's, voice actors have done all kinds of different stuff for years. So who's gonna, what dog is gonna do the voice for Brian then? If that's the logic that we're having, what dog is gonna do the voice? You're gonna get a real dog to be Brian, or no? Brian's gonna be voice acted by a regular person, right? It's just gotten ridiculous, man. It's very simple with me. If you're a good person, I don't care what color skin you have, what color, or what, you know, what religious belief you have, if you're, what your sexual preference is, who you pray to, if you pray at all. I don't care about any of that. I care about your heart and how you treat people. And if you treat people well and you're a nice person, then you're fine with me. If you're a shit turd like that old man, go fuck yourself. I've said that in multiple blogs, and we're going to say it in this. People have just made things so overcomplicated. And it's very simple, man. It's very simple. Like, I can't break it down much more, much easier than that. You know what I mean? People just try to make it about so many other things. And if you get down to the brass tacks, that's something people say, and I don't know what the fuck it means, but I think I said it right. So we'll find out in the comments, I'm sure. Let's get down to the brass tacks. What does that mean? Somebody explain. You know what? Nobody's going to explain because you can't explain it. Y'all are going to Google it and feel real smart when you put it in the comments, but... Oh, God. When you get down to the meat and potatoes of it, you know what I mean? What else? Meat and potatoes, brass tacks, what else is there? meat, potatoes, brass tacks. Get down in the long and the short and skinny of it. No, what was it? I don't remember what it is. There's a bunch of those sayings and terms. I'm really smart. So, in case you didn't know that, you could probably tell by the way I talk and the my verbiage and the way I hold sentences. But I hope everybody's doing great, man. I've said that a lot, but I don't give a shit. I'm glad to be back doing the podcast, man. It's good therapy. You know, used to I did it in the car, and that was good therapy, going to work, coming back from work. Now we'll just get to do it from the house, playing Madden. Hell, I mean, it'll make for good content. You know, it always people seem to like them. And I always love doing them. My main issue that I keep having is I really want to do a video podcast, but it's such an ordeal and such a production that I don't really have the time to do that the way I want it. Because if I'm going to do a video podcast, I want it to be legit. I want it to be in a studio space. I want it to be legit, you know? And if I can't do it that way, then I'll just keep doing the audio podcast. One of my favorite comedians and favorite podcasters is Bill Burr. And Bill Burr has been doing his podcast like the way I'm doing them for years. Like, he's been podcasting almost 10 years. And he's never done video. I mean, he does one with Burt Kreischer now. But he's just been doing, he just does audio, man. And all the other comedians do video podcasts except for Bill Burr, which I think is dope that he still sticks to that, because he clearly could have done the all-out way. But I like it that he just does it audio, so... I'll just stick with that for a while. You know, just if it works, we'll just keep pusting them. Keep pusting them. That's a word. Again, I'm very smart, very articulate. Posting them. I was trying to say post and put, and I just said pust. Because it's a word that's real. But Big Whoop want to fight about it, you know? My advice to people that are struggling right now with the world and life, and just sit back and to ask yourself, is it worth it? And what I mean by that is it worth making that hate speech post? Is it worth getting extremely mad? Is it worth getting bent out of shape and going ham sandwich for no reason? Is it really worth all that? Because 9 times out of 10, it's not. It never is. Like that old man that wanted to come in here and put his big boy pants on and come in and bitch at everybody. How'd that work out for him? It fucking didn't. And he did not have to be like that. If he was frustrated, I get it. He could. The way to go about it would be like, sorry. He was like, sorry, I was confused. I thought that you brought it out to the car. And it would have been a very, and he could have came up, and if he would have been nice, our manager would have got him his product because we had it. It was already ready for him to pick up. It would have taken 2 minutes. He could have been out of there, and it would have been up. But he wanted to flex his muscle, and he got his fucking ass sent home. Okay? So, I'm sure he was probably thinking, was it worth it? Let me work it. You know, I flip my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's sharp up a nip a per nip. It's sharp up a nip a pure nip. If you got a big, let me work it. Whatever. Shout out to Missy Elliott. Shout out to Mary Halsey. Look up Mary Halsey, work it. It's this older white lady in a trailer park with a rhinoceros bone in her hand. Karaoke and Missy Elliott work it, and she murders it. It's one of the greatest things on the internet. My favorite video of all time on the internet, and it'll never not be the funniest video ever to me, is that hilarious black dude with the wig on singing the Golden Girls theme. Just type in Golden Girls theme, and it'll pull it up. It's the funniest video that has ever been on the internet. And I've seen so many funny videos, but to this day, no video in the world makes me laugh harder than that video. I watched it 5 times last night. I watch it almost every day, at least once. Because it's the greatest. It's just a dude in a wig singing the Golden Girls theme song, but it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. So, yeah. I love y'all, man. I'm glad to be back doing these. I don't have any kind of set schedule. We'll see. We'll just take it 1 week at a time, man. See how the week goes and take it 1 week at a time. Maybe try to upload them on Mondays. I don't know. But I appreciate all of y'all's support, though. We're going to try to still keep them around 30 minutes. I think this is close to what this one is. But yeah, man, we've been living a South Park episode, man. It's going to go down as the craziest times in the world, I'm pretty sure. And I can say that I lived through it. You know what I mean? If you're listening to this, you're living through it right now. So we started from the bottom, now we're here, you know what I mean? So I love y'all, man. Be sure to subscribe to the channel if you're listening to this on YouTube. And if you're listening to this on a podcasting, you know, site, hit the subscribe button. Give me a 5-star rating, that always helps. If you're doing podcasting and you want to look into an easier way to do it, Anchor, that's what I go through. You heard the advertising at the beginning. They are great, man. Super easy and easy to work with. So, yeah. I love each and every one of y'all. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the day, man. My name's Chad Arms, Chatty Bobby. This has been the Chatty Bobcast. Episode, whatever it's called. I don't know the number of the episode, 32 maybe, something like that. And the title of this one is #South Park episode. Okay? Love, peace, and hair grease.